Well, it's just, you know, with the recent development with the ISCCA rehabilitation centre closing, you know, we just find ourselves inundated with calls here. And, you know, all our kennel space are just full. All our foster homes are full. We are just stretched to the limit. We find ourselves turning, you know, people away with genuine reasons, like we have people ringing with illnesses, going into hospital, things like that. There's nobody to take the animals. And, you know, we have to say no because we just don't have the space. You know, we can't make space appear.
And how do you see the future as it relates to you and other animal charities in the county being able to cope?
We need to get some backup from the government, from the county council. We need a backup there because it just isn't there. Yes, we do get grants, which we're very, very grateful for, but it's just not. We need space. We need space here. We need government support. Like the rehabilitation centre was the only one actually employing people. We are voluntary, so we have nobody there that's working full time, and that is really what's needed. We need somebody on board, somebody setting up or somebody existing that can stretch out and take on, but we need the funding to do that. The funding needs to be there, and it has to be the government. It falls back on the government, the department, to do that.
How are you and other volunteers feeling at this point?
It's very disheartening because, you know, you feel that animal welfare is going forward in the country as a whole. Then something like this happened. Obviously, we had the setback with COVID where the animals being surrendered increased so much. Then now here, you know, Donegal is just cut off. Like ISPCA, the inspector, still working here in the county, which is great. But realistically, where he would before, when he seized an animal, would have gone to Donegal to Letterkenny to leave the animal there. He now has to drive to Longford. So his time is now taken up with driving. So, I mean, that's going to have a knock-on effect as well.